So for a long time, I think it's safe to say men were ahead of women in many ways. A lot of that was due to suppression and stuff. But it's the exact opposite now. So under 30 years old, all women in the United States make more money than men. It's not just that women are growing faster than men. Men are actually decreasing. So boys' scores are getting lower. Men's income is decreasing. So men are becoming like infertile nubs. And, you know, basically women are going to be in charge of everything. Now, that sounds bizarre, but if you think about everything I've just said, men don't really want to do anything. So, to the men who are deeply inspired towards action, of course they'll always take action, but there may be a new class of men, if they're good men, cultivating this thing that will make them valuable to the woman, because not much is going to be valuable to the woman that a man can offer. So, the only thing that you're actually going to be helpless with these dumbass men, I just have to enjoy myself sometimes, is their capacity to be more conscious than you when you're emotional. That's priceless. So when you're depressed, when life has you over the edge, when you're lost, and that happens. It happens to the best human, man or woman. So if his clarity, his love, his stability of love is such that you could flail, you could be lost, you could hate him, you could love him, all of that just rolls off of him and he's just right there with you. Even if you're smarter than him intellectually, you read more than him, you make more money than him, whatever other measures you want to do, if he could do that, if he could be present with you more stable than you could be present with you, that's the biggest gift any woman can get from a man, really, in intimacy. And so, in that area, you're already helpless. You already know that you can't do that for yourself, or you wouldn't be asking this question. You have a sense that either your man or the man, there's a man out there who can somehow give you this thing that you can't give yourself. You can give yourself all these other things, money, smarts, you know, all that. But you can't give yourself that. Just like as a man, I can't be my own woman all the way. I could give myself energy. I dance a lot. I go in nature a lot. You know, I give myself a lot of feminine energy, but it isn't the same. You know, so you can't do that to yourself. So you're helpless. So the third stage helplessness is the fact that if you want to do the two-bodied practice, because you could do it all internally, but if you want to do a two-bodied growth practice together, in the third stage, part of the authenticity of it is his, if you want to play the feminine partner, if you want to play the feminine partner, you need to find a partner whose masculine stability and consciousness is stronger than yours. That when your emotions confuse you, they don't confuse him. It is a kind of rare thing. You could increase your chances of that man manifesting or your man manifesting these properties by offering the reciprocal of those properties. So I can't emphasize this enough. I've been doing this for a really long time now, but so if you're standing like this asking where is this man, he will never show up. If your cunt isn't wet, if your heart's not throbbing, if your thighs aren't kind of vibrating, if your yearning isn't filling the room with kind of tattered maroon drippings or something, he ain't gonna show up. So when you wake up in the morning, if you're in your functional mind, which most, you know, you check your Facebook, you check your phone messages, you go to work, whatever we all do, there's nothing in that that would interest the kind of man who's stronger, that you have a strong consciousness. So the kind of man who's stronger than you in consciousness needs that strength of your love light. What are you going to give him? If he's more conscious than you, he doesn't give a rat's ass about how deep you are. seriously. So super conscious men do not want super conscious women. They want super conscious everybody. They want a woman who gives them the energy that matches their consciousness.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.